unbelievable. What more will the transfer window throw up? Well, we will have more on that as the week goes on, but I'm delighted to say today that we're going to be joined right now by a man who is here to talk all things Chelsea against Manchester United. That's right, the Premier League games are not over for this week, and we've got the biggest one coming up this evening. And joining me on the line, ready to roll, is a man who's going to be there tonight, a man who knows all things Premier League football and like the back of his hand. He is from the Daily Mail. He is a top, top class writer here in the UK, and he's a man who I very much enjoy reading and watching on my TV screens over the weekend. It's Mr. Neil Ashton from the Daily Mail joining us here on WFD. Neil, how are you doing, mate? It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, really good.
Pleasure to be joined by you today. We're already seeing the mind games from Mourinho come out in midweek. Again today, he blaming Moyes for the Rooney situation at Old Trafford. These mind games might not have worked on Alex Ferguson, but will they work on David Moyes going into this game, considering he's the new man at Old Trafford?
Yeah, it's really it's an interesting decision by Mourinho before the game, before such a big game, because these are two clubs that we know are going to be right at the top of the Premier League. They're going to be fighting it out for the title this season. And the match, of course, is always won on the pitch. It's going to be decided by Robin Van Persie, or perhaps a little bit of brilliance from Frank Lampard or Juan Mata on the left for Chelsea. But, of course, in the background, we know that Chelsea want to sign Wayne Rooney. And I'm just slightly surprised that Mourinho, you know, you think he's only just come back into English football and he's portraying himself as some sort of godfather figure. Last week, he told Paul Lambert that he would grow up. There's only a few, there's only about 6 years difference between them in terms of their age. But there's a little, unseemly spout on the touchline at Stamford Bridge between them. And then going into the United game, he's talking about his Wayne Rooney. He's not the first choice striker. That if it was the first choice striker that Chelsea would try and sign, then he would understand why Moyes would be upset that he'd try and sign him. But this is Wayne Rooney, not a first choice striker anymore. It's interesting, the dynamic and Mourinho's constant prodding and constant probing into people's sort of psychological constitution. It is fascinating, but I do believe United are so strong. They're so used to winning titles, 13 of them under Sir Alex Ferguson, of course. They're so used to winning that these kind of things, off-field matters, the noise of football, as Gary Neville calls it, that it won't affect Manchester United's preparations.
What might affect United's preparations is Mourinho's record as a Chelsea manager at Old Trafford. Just the one loss, I think it is. It's a place where Mourinho seems to find favour.
Yeah, he does love Old Trafford because it's one of the great stadiums. I love visiting it. It always feels like whenever you approach the stadium from whichever part of the city, whether you come off the motorway, whether you get an aeroplane or you get off the train, whenever you approach Old Trafford, you know you are going to see a game, and I think Mourinho feels that as well. He spent the night at the Radisson with his team preparing for the match. They'll be at Old Trafford for the game this evening. Of course, you think back to Porto, that magical night back in 2004 when they knocked United out of the Champions League. They went on to win the final against Monaco ultimately, and I guess that probably brings back some special memories for him. And the other interesting statistic, of course, is Moyes hasn't beaten Mourinho as a manager, has he? So when they were previously, when Mourinho was previously in charge of Chelsea, Moyes was in charge of Everton, never quite managed to get one over on him.
In terms of Chelsea's lineup tonight, Neil, what are we going to see changed? Because we saw Mata in midweek, but he didn't play too well. We've seen Lukaku off the bench twice, but he hasn't started yet. How will Chelsea approach it?
Well, what they're going to do is Demba Ba is not in the squad. So he hasn't, as far as I'm aware, he hasn't even travelled to Manchester, so he won't be starting as he did against Aston Villa. He won't even be on the substitutes bench. No Demba Ba this evening. So that means that Mourinho's got a choice. It's a tough choice because Torres was left out of the squad for the Aston Villa game, not even on the substitutes bench that night. Now he's brought him back. Is he going to start him or does he play Romelu Lukaku? I feel, of course, Torres has got the experience. And you think back to those magical times in 2009 when Liverpool fought Manchester United all the way for the Premier League title. And that's when Nemanja Vidic, when he had a hold over Vidic, when every time Torres walked on the field as a Liverpool player, he felt he was confident, he felt he was going to score. If Mourinho's got that in his mind, that little bit of fear factor in Vidic's mind because he's coming up against Torres, I'd be inclined to play him. The alternative, of course, is just the sheer physical presence of Lukaku. And he had that great day when they drew 5-5 with West Brom against Manchester United final day of the season. and Lukaku is absolutely magic at the Hawthorns. So those things can sometimes just play on managers' minds when it, in terms of their selection. Of course, Chelsea also without David Luiz. I think he's now got a hamstring injury, I think he had a hamstring injury first. Now he's got a slight knee injury, which is keeping him out of the Chelsea team as well. So those two, or certainly David Luiz and Denver Barr, they're missing for Chelsea this season.
Manchester United on the opening day played Swansea. A great win. Looked very strong and looked very firm defensively, especially with Ferdinand and Vidic back there. Is it going to be that same pairing for Moyes? And how important is that relationship of Ferdinand and Vidic for United in this early part of the season?
Yeah, absolutely crucial. The more games that they can play together, of course, they've just had so many injuries and so many times when they've been apart. But when they are together, they remain formidable despite their advancing years. But there's nothing, they can't turn back the clock. But what we do know is that they still can be peerless performers when they're on the game. So those two, clearly an important combination just in front of them. Interesting to see what David Moyes does tonight. I mean, he said to Alex Ferguson, then that's 26 years of him being a Manchester United manager. But it'll be interesting to see what Moyes does tonight with the three in midfield in front of the back four, because that's likely to be cleverly probably Phil Jones, but also Michael Carey. I don't see enough invention there. Where I see it is, of course, up front. Van Persie, we know he can score goals, and if Rooney plays either on the left or the right of a front three, then we know he scores and we know that he creates, as he did against Swansea on the opening day of the Premier League season. But I'm fascinated to see that midfield trio, because they need more invention in their Manchester United. They need that little bit. They need someone who can thread the ball through the eye of a needle. They still haven't got that kind of player in their squad, I don't think.
Do you think Rooney will play tonight? Do you think he'll feature, or will Moyes decide to kind of keep him away from this fixture, considering all the hubbub around it?
Certainly in the squad, certainly minimum substitutes bench. And of course, the temptation is to play him. He's missed so much of pre-season, though, hasn't he, with injury. And no matter how fit footballers are these days, what he doesn't have is genuine match practice. He hasn't had enough games. So we know that Rooney's impact will either be for 60 minutes starting the game, or does he bring him on after 60, 65 minutes and give him 20, 25 minutes at a time when Manchester United may need that little bit more creative spark. That's a big call for Moyes this evening. My suspicion is that he will be on the bench and brought on perhaps at a time when Manchester United might need a goal, or someone who just has that experience to keep the ball, keep a little bit of possession if United are in the lead. Big risk, though, if he does start him.
And just finally, Neil, who's going to get it tonight? Who's got the edge? Moyes, his first home game at Old Trafford, will want to start well, but Mourinho's got the reputation and loves playing at the ground, as you say.
Yeah, before the start of the season, I would have said I would have really fancied Chelsea. But having seen United at the Liberty Stadium, and of course they are vulnerable, of course, because they've got a new manager and a slightly changed, slightly refined system that they're playing. But what they do have is they've got guaranteed goals in their team. If you give the ball to Robin van Persie in front of the target, one in two chances, something like that, he'll average. He will score goals, and that's why I believe that they just have the advantage this evening. Because when I look at Chelsea's team, they haven't got the striker that they can rely on the same way that Manchester United have. And also take into account Danny Welbeck's fantastic goals against Swansea. Great start to the season for him. That although he may not have the same influence, he's still a goal-scoring threat for United.
Neil, we really appreciate you taking the time out before the big game to talk to us today. And we look forward to catching up with you later on in the season, mate.
Enjoy it and talk soon. Thanks.
Cheers, Neil. Neil Ashton there from the Daily Mail, joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all about the big game tonight as Manchester United take on Chelsea. A huge game. David Moyes' first at Old Trafford. You wonder how he's going to approach this game. If you thought he was going to be nervous against Swansea last week, stepping into the theatre of dreams as a Manchester United manager at Old Trafford is going to be one hell of an experience for him, and I'm sure he wouldn't have wanted it to be that man in the other dugout.